We know we have differences of opinion, but when they are all over with, Lord, we hope and pray that we will all get behind the things that are right and just. Amen.
Amen.
That prayer from Alderman George Hagopian kicked off a short but unusually cooperative city council meeting today. It lasted just long enough to approve a bid on $22 million in federal seed money for 900 units of new and rehabilitated housing, a project that will spread 500 jobs through several wards. Alderman nearly missed today's bidding deadline while fighting for control of major contracts. And the unanimous vote on the housing project represented a ray of hope to 4th Ward Alderman Tim Evans, an ally of the mayor.
It's my hope as well that cooperation among all of the members of the city council will herald a new season of reason.
But the council fight continues, with Finance Chairman Ed Burke saying that unless the contracts dispute is settled, short truces like today's will be the only way to do city business.
I wouldn't rule that out if the administration continues to stonewall our requests for information and refuses to submit what we've asked for.
Burke and the mayor say they'll continue work on a compromise. Burke suggests he may settle for less than the full veto power on major contracts that he once demanded. From City Hall, I'm Arch Halperin.